Hi, you're listening to Six Pack Sessions. I'm Mac. You can find me at Mac_Nificent on Twitter and all the other social medias. I'm here with Harold and Ginger. Guys, tell them where you can find them.
Hey, guys, it's Harold. You can hit me up on Twitter at Classic Rolled. I said at twice, so I guess it means you can find me at symbol Classic Rolled.
Yeah, two at symbols.
Make sure you put two. And on Instagram, hit me up at the Harold Scruggs.
My name's Tyler Ginger Thornton. You can find me at TylerHaston64 on Instagram, and I'm still working on the Twitter.
All right, there we go.
Still working on it.
All right, that's your homework for next week, is to have a Twitter.
Well, I got it downloading right now, so.
Oh, hell yeah, you're having it by the end of this episode.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. You gotta just do something like Ginger
Thornton. Well, I have a Twitter, I just haven't used it since 2012, something like that.
Interesting. Okay. Lost interest. As you heard, we have come up with a name finally. It only took 3 weeks.
Only.
Well, it's only two podcasts, technically.
Two podcasts. We took a week off just to, you know.
We needed a break after the first two.
We had to
the
regroup.
This is the everything podcast.
We had to regroup after that first one.
if you like what we're talking about on here, check us out on Taking a Slam, which is our other wrestling-based podcast.
Exclusively wrestling.
We will touch on wrestling here a little bit, but this is mostly just everyday talking stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I just realized I forgot my notes at the house, so we're just going to kind of wing this one and have a conversation. It might not last very long. It might last a while.
Well, I have no notes for this one. Mine is wrestling-based.
Same stuff. I have a couple things that we can talk about. But we'll get there eventually. We also have a soundboard that's not hooked up to our soundboard.
I say we introduce like the topics and stuff that Hank was talking about.
Right. That was all the stuff that I wrote down and I didn't bring.
Oh, okay.
Do you have them written down?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, then we can do that on next week's podcast.
Yeah, there we go.
Tune into episode 3 of...
The Hank Davis of WXXV.
Previously. Formerly of WXXV Fox 25. Now Anchorage, Alaska. That's crazy.
Anchorage, Alaska. Same network, though, I believe.
Fox?
I think so.
Maybe.
It might be CBS. Wanted to. Not CBS.
It's not NBC. Because the guy that he's taking his spot is going to NBC.
Oh, so it might be Fox.
It might be Fox. Who knows?
He said it's going to be the same news, so it's probably Fox News.
Same news, different station.
Shut
up, Harold. Oh, man.
I'm
going to figure that out later. We're not going to use the soundboard because it's not hooked up to our system. I mean, we might use it. I just got to keep it up.
Well, next time I'll bring my auxiliary cord.
Well, I have one in my truck, but we don't have a connector. We need another connector.
Yeah, I have one of this.
All right, sweet. Well, next week.
Yeah.
I guess we'll talk about what we should do every week. I was thinking it's called Six Pack Sessions. You bring six beers. We talk about six topics, a few minutes apiece on all of them. We'll talk for 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Y'all cool with that?
Sounds like a plan.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm just trying to log into my Twitter, so.
Yeah, you keep working on that. Do you remember what your Twitter handle is?
No, I don't.
All right, get back to us. So you're listening to the first episode of Six Pack Sessions. Harold, what do you want to start with?
Insert the...
Oh, man. That's great. Oh, are we still going to do ska for our theme song?
Let's open up the first topic.
Okay, first topic. let's go. That's from Barstool. I stole that. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to do our own thing. Let's just do...
So where have you guys been this past week?
We went to camp meeting. We took a week off, and it's a yearly church revival. My family's been going to it for over 100 years.
Yeah.
Not over 100 years, just a long, really long time.
I don't have any family out there, but I go with David.
Yeah, you're our family, Ginger.
I've been going since the seventh grade, or eighth grade.
Yeah, you're an OG for certain. It's hard to explain, but it's a week long church revival that a bunch of families go around, and there's the center church called the Tabernacle, and there's a bunch of tents around it, and the tents are actually cabins. It looks like a little shanty town that you would see on like a like a third world country.
There's no air conditioner.
No air conditioner, no internet. There is electricity.
Barely any cell service. So it's basically,
I'm getting a repeater next year, man. I'm going to hook up our tent with a repeater just so we can have some sort of...
You're basically out in the middle of nowhere.
You're stranded.
Yeah.
But it's the great place to get right with God.
You can leave, but...
I left a couple times. I had to leave to take a shower. I mean, we have bathrooms and showers there, but I... There's running water. There's electricity. It's not a complete third world country, but it's the closest, you know, thing that I can think of that I've ever had to deal with other than actual camping.
Well, see, it's kind of funny because whenever I lived in Van Cleve, I actually lived like 5 minutes from the campground, but I only went one time in my whole like...
Who did you go with?
Caleb Trigg.
Oh, yeah. His tent is right by David's tent.
Yeah, that's right there.
Yeah, that's who me and Chase Dubasson went with.
You remember Caleb Trigg's tent is?
Yeah. No, I saw y'all there.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. David's tent is there now.
David's tent's like the bunker in the back corner.
Yeah.
The safest tent.
It's like the only one that's made out of cinder blocks and it has a basement.
And by tents, they're not literally tents.
Yeah, it's a cabin or, like I said, a little house. Yeah. And just like framed up and got walls on. There's no insulation.
So, me and Mac have spent the last week getting right with God.
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
And me too.
I am glad to be back in the civilized world, but it's always good. I actually got to take a whole week off of work.
I also did, but for other reasons.
I requested PTO. Ginger just didn't go to work.
No, I had knee surgery.
Knee surgery, yeah, okay, sure.
It's true. There's scars.
It's true. It's damn true.
It's true.
That's wrestling podcast stuff, so I'm going to stop that.
Sorry about that.
That's about it. That's camp meeting in a nutshell. It's hard to explain. You have to come experience it for yourself.
It's pretty fun, especially when you're there with your friends.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great time.
Yeah. It's way better when it's cold weather.
Oh, yeah.
And this year it got pretty...
It was both.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
At the beginning, it was real hot.
Yeah. And in the last couple weeks, it's crazy.
It's just up and down every day, man.
Nothing really happened with us though. That was real crazy.
Guys, I didn't start a timer.
Besides the great flood that happened.
The great flood, yeah. Ginger left our tent and went to David's tent and he came back and was like, the basement's flooded.
So he had at 12 o'clock at night, we were sucking out the basement.
With a shop vac. Where did y'all get that? Was it just down there?
No, he already has that.
Like, that's David's crazy.
Family has it.
That's crazy.
Wait, so what flooded? Like,
the toilet was running the entire time and it was overflowing.
The toilet flooded.
It wasn't clogged or anything.
It was just like 2 inches of water in the basement. Oh, filled it up.
How many gallons did you say you did?
It's like 150 gallons of water.
Yeah, there's like 9 or 10 shop vacs full.
That's a lot. From a toilet? Like, that's a lot. It hadn't been running.
There ain't no telling how long it'd been over there running.
Well, David's Uncle Rufus, he said...
Rufus.
He checked it before he left at 10, so...
Anywhere from 10 to 12, like 2 hours.
He said it didn't see it running.
That's an inch an hour. Here,
so, yeah.
Uncle Rufus is definitely a camp meeting name. Uncle Rufus.
His name is Rufus Mallet.
So. Rufus Mallet.
Oh, yeah.
Not a sponsor.
if he wants a sponsor.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know how he would do it. But
I mean, he just give us $5.
He can give us all Ben's equipment from like when Ben used to do YouTube stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's got a bunch of equipment.
I'd be okay with that.
He still does videos, though.
I mean, he can still give us his
Ben
stuff.
Hankins?
Ben Mallet.
Ben Mallet. His stuff.
Yeah, anyway,
we're name dropping people. Harold has no idea.
Yeah, we'll. All right, we'll move on. anybody got anything they want to talk about before I go on to what I want to talk about?
No, I don't.
You go ahead.
Okay, so the next topic is. I thought this was hilarious.
Well, let's open up a new topic.
Oh, man, I gotta get it to where my tablet doesn't close. New topic: Chad Kelly. I've mentioned this in a text message to you guys, and as a Mississippi State fan and alumnus.
Same.
He went to Ole Miss, and he was Mr. Irrelevant in that year's draft, last pick in the draft by the Broncos. He had a lot of arrest issues, and he was in trouble a lot for getting in fights and drugs and stuff like that, I guess. I didn't really follow him a whole lot. He does have a sick rap song on... SoundCloud.
Does he really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Chad Kelly Swag. It's just swag.
Oh.
And that's most of the songs. Chad Kelly Swag. Under Armour All American Swag. It's hilarious. Man, I should have had that queued up to play.
Yeah, you should have.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, yeah. Look it up while I'm talking about this. Well, he's been in the league and he's a backup for I guess a couple of years,
the Broncos,
a year. He's a rookie.
The 2017 draft.
Right. So.
So
he is a rookie.
Yeah.
All right. So he went to Von Miller's Halloween party, which was a lot of people said it was cocaine themed, but it was cowboy themed. From the research I've done, one guy from the team came dressed up as the guy from the Chappelle Show, the homeless guy with the.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember.
I can't either. All right, so I'm going to talk faster. Chad Kelly, I think he said he knocked on this door. Didn't wait for anybody to answer. Walked in the house, sat on the couch with this wife and her young daughter.
On the couch?
On the couch in the stranger's house. Never met him before. Started mumbling incoherently, is what the article said. I remember that. Mumbling incoherently. The family screams, and dad comes down, or out from the back room, or down from upstairs, whatever. Mm-hmm. And beats the shit out of him with a vacuum cleaner attachment, yeah. The hose. Not a vacuum cleaner, but like...
Dude, if it was a vacoum cleaner...
It might have been. This was a half-assed written article that I read on Bleacher Report. Like, can you just imagine like one of those thick rubber hoses and just like... busting his head open?
Dude, that would have...
He leaves the house after he gets assaulted by a vacuum cleaner. A dad with a vacuum. Walks back to the venue where they're having the party and gets arrested outside, and they found no alcohol in his system. But they didn't say what was in his system, anything.
So they found something else?
No, they didn't mention it. They just said there was no alcohol in his system, and that's where it ended.
There was something in his
system.
There had to have been if he was mumbling incoherently, unless he had like a... He doesn't play. He didn't have a concussion.
He plays in practice, I'm sure.
He wears a red shirt. They don't hit.
First of all, he's like 6 foot tall, so.
He's not very big for a quarterback.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it wasn't.
He's probably my size. Obviously, he's a little bigger because he's in the NFL.
It wasn't like they lost much with him, anyways.
Yeah.
Right. Well, supposedly they were talking about starting him over Case Keenum.
Had a good game.
I know, but I know. That's just something I read on the internet. Again, I don't have any notes, and I didn't do a lot of research this week. I was really busy at work. Just kidding. I just went back for the first time today.
Oh, I actually was busy at work.
So. I was pretty busy this weekend.
From now on, we need to, send each other topics and pick six of them, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we can do that.
We also need to meet before we go eat dinner from now on also.
Well, first of all, Harold, we don't necessarily need to meet before.
I thought y'all were coming over, just saying.
I was, and then I got caught up doing other stuff.
Well, we didn't play in Marvel Spider-Man.
I had to take a guy home that was, he was stranded at work. And I had heard some stuff at work about some coworkers, and he lives with them. So I was like, it was kind of a...
Are they hot?
No, they're all dudes. But, I'd heard some stuff about his roommates. I guess. One of them looks a lot like me. He's bald with a red beard.
Oh, okay.
So you probably think he's good looking.
I mean, he looks like me, so yeah. Anyway, like I said, it was kind of like a selfish deal where I was like, man, I'll give him a ride home.
I'm going to
ask him about
activity.
All this drama that's happening. There's a lot of shit I can't talk about on the podcast right now because I don't know if it's true, but we will talk about it after the podcast if y'all want to.
Hell yeah. Cool.
Well, now you're leaving them in suspense.
Good. Check back next week.
Well, maybe if we find out they're true, we can mention it.
Exactly. I don't want to say anything because it might...
We can change the names next time.
Oh, yeah.
Just change the names. It won't know.
Okay. Next time, if I find out anything else, if I don't find out anything, we'll talk about it next week with different names.
I like that.
All right, cool. Where was I? What were we talking about?
I'm drunk. Chad Kelly.
No, we were done with Chad Kelly because he just got arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With nothing in his system.
With nothing in his system. That's crazy.
Case Keenum.
What were we talking about, Case Keenum?
About Chad Kelly maybe starting over.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, now it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant because he's not.
He got cut.
I don't know if he got cut.
No, it says right here.
Oh, did he? Holy shit.
Oh, man. Broncos cut after arrest.
Break. Oh, man. Wait. Breaking news.
Broncos released Chad Kelly after arrest for criminal trespassing.
Man, that sounded really good.
That was actually really good.
I can't wait till it's actually hooked up to the system.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah. I got to figure out how to make this screen stay on so I don't have to open the tablet every time.
I'm sure it's not that hard.
I know it's not, but I don't want to do it right now on the podcast.
So
anyway, I was getting at it. I got caught up. I didn't come over here before because I got caught up taking a guy home, and then I went home and ate, and then by that time I needed to take a shower and then come to eat. So we can play it by ear. We'll just keep in touch on the
We should do that.
On the group chat, which we can rename now from podcast or taking a slam to six pack sessions and taking a slam.
Sessions slash taking a slam.
Do you like that name?
Which one?
Six pack sessions?
Yeah.
Okay,
I wasn't
good.
Joking when I said that.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
I like it too, man.
Hey, give me one of those brewskis there. I'll give you one of mine.
Oh, I don't want one of yours. I'm too drunk already. But I will give you one of mine. I started early because Harold forgot his fucking computer. He forgot the most important thing.
Okay. We started at 8:30 instead of 8.
It's so late. I'm sorry that it took me so long to get home.
No, we still got some time.
You still got to kill that. All right, what else are we going to talk about?
For real, though, these things.
They're real good.
This weekend.
This is dangerous.
It is.
What did you
say what you were drinking? You asked me. I said Miller Lite.
Oh, yeah. I never answered.
Oh, I'm drinking a Budweiser Copper Lager aged in Jim Beam barrels.
Oh, it's so good.
It really is.
That's another thing we talked about with the name, six-pack sessions. We're going to drink a six-pack during the podcast, each of us.
Yeah.
Next time, bring your own sixer.
Oh yeah, everybody. And then,
yeah, guys, y'all bring your own.
Hopefully, I know we hinted at another guy coming, but Scott Cavanaugh still hasn't replied. So we were talking to my buddy Caden King.
Caden's pretty cool, dude.
Caden's really cool. He plays D&D with us. He's really tech savvy, so he might take Harold's job on the one to two. No, I'm just kidding.
No, he's super tech.
Honestly,
he's even more tech savvy than you. So.
No, I'm cool with that.
No, dude, he can build a computer with his eyes closed. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I figured it'd be cool to have somebody like that because he's really into conspiracy theories. Like, I'm not. Yeah. I like them, but I'm not into them. He was telling me about some stuff today.
Great podcast material.
Yeah, he was telling me about like a some sort of like a spaceship that was they were launching into space like the U.S. was, and then a piece flew off of it, and another like beam of light came over and grabbed that piece and took it off. It was like two frames of the video.
So I know what you're talking about. I've never heard the second part, but I've heard about the spaceship that the thing flew off of it because that thing spaceship like blew up right afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me. That. And then he said there was another little thing
that's
came
crazy.
And caught
what
part
was
of
this,
it.
Spaceship called Apollo.
No,
Challenger.
No. This was recent.
It wasn't that recent.
It was more recent than Challenger.
Oh yeah, definitely for sure. I don't remember.
Anyway,
is it too late to joke about that?
No, you mean too soon? No, not too soon. Anyway, that's the one thing I wanted to talk about. I don't know if y'all wanted to touch on the Roman Reigns thing. Well, just like
we can save that for taking a slam.
Well, I mean, like we can touch on the human part of it and how crazy it is, and then we can go into more depth on it on the other podcast because it is wrestling related.
Dude, like it had me almost crying.
No, I did cry.
I was very.
I teared
close.
Up, and yeah, I knew it was going to happen.
Well, yeah. Introduce the topic before you start.
Oh yeah, Harold, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, sure. So
you got to get up on your mic, man.
So
there you go.
So this past Monday on. Monday Night Raw. I'm not going to say the company name because I say it weird. WWE.
Kurt Angle. Again, we'll talk about this more in depth. We're just going to touch on
it. Yeah, so there's this guy named Roman Reigns. He's like the biggest guy in wrestling right now, supposedly for some people.
Not literally.
Yeah, not literally. Not like he's...
He's like a 6'4"
he's like the
dude
top,
that's 250, something like that.
He's the face of the company right
there
now.
There you go. So... He comes out into the
you
ring.
You can hear them in the background in the living room.
I think David's being loud on purpose.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And Molly's here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we won't talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
On.
Well, you mentioned her name, so hopefully she doesn't listen to this later.
Oh, she's going to listen to it, and she's going to be mad at me for saying that. I've been messing with her all night.
We didn't say her last name, to be fair.
Yeah.
We need to stop saying last names. We said a couple last names.
Oh, yeah. Here. We probably should, actually.
Whose right. last name did we say?
I said two Rufus and Ben names. And...
Yeah, but they're in Mobile. Names.
Huh?
They're in a different state.
Yeah, but still. No more last names.
They're never going to listen to this.
No more last names.
Okay. Ben might.
Ben so, might.
Ben finds some random stuff on the internet.
Yeah, and I'm going to send this to him as well. Anyway, go ahead. Keep talking about Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Roman. Sorry. No last names.
That's not his actual name. Right?
I know. It's, what it was, oh, it was Joe Uso?
No, that's it.
He's not one of the Usos.
Anyway, he's their cousin. Continue. I'm sorry.
So, Joe comes out to the ring. That's his real name, Joe. And he's like, my name's Joe, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like booing him and shit because that's what they always do. And then he's like, and I've been living with leukemia for 11 years. And everyone's like... Oh shit.
Silence.
And like everything's got real out of nowhere. Cause wrestling is obviously fake. Everyone
kayfabe.
Yeah. Kayfabe, yeah. So yeah. Like the fact that someone came out dressed in normal clothes, like saying his real name live on TV.
He's blinged out too, man. He had a gold chain and a gold bracelet and a gold watch.
I didn't get a chance
gold,
to watch this.
Gold belt. I just watched this part of wrestling.
Gold pants.
Gold pants. He's with gold, all gold everything.
He's gold dust.
Before he goes any further with this, I just want to say that they've been pushing this guy for years and years and years and years.
Yeah, trying to make him champion.
Trying to make him good, trying to make him a champion, trying to make everybody like him.
I don't like the guy, the wrestler. I'm not.
I like him as a wrestler.
Okay, so
he's good at what he does.
The last time we talked about wrestling, this is what happened. Like me and Mac were saying, like, "Oh, he's not bad at wrestling," and then you were like, "I don't like him.
He's terrible."
No, he's not.
He's gotten better.
He has gotten better.
He's gotten a lot better.
He's got better moves. Than a lot of people that aren't.
First of all, the WWE. In comparison to every other wrestling
group.
Yeah.
Is terrible in general. Like,
I agree. Damn, I left my phone out there with
everybody's
that group
so
of people.
Stagnant now. Like, I mean, it's crazy. There's no athleticism in the WWE.
Oh, there's plenty of athleticism. They just don't let them use it.
Yep.
But anyway, let's continue with the Roman Reigns. We're not going to get into wrestling. We're just going to talk about this.
Yeah.
They pushed him and pushed him and pushed him, and they finally put the belt on him, and then...
Check out Taking a Slam, by the way.
Check out Taking a Slam if you want to
hear
more in-depth... more in-depth...
wrestling.
No, that's not the word. More in-depth view of what we're talking about. I don't know. I'm drunk.
Just mumble. It sounds good.
Just mumble about it. All right.
Back to Roman Reigns.
Put the belt on him. That's the title. He's the champion.
Yeah, so like he walks out and he's a champion. He hasn't been champion that long, honestly. He just beat Brock Lesnar, who everyone knows. Mm-hmm. He's a UFC guy, you know, everything. He like walks out and he's holding the championship, and then he's like, I gotta let go of the championship. I have leukemia, and everyone's just like, oh shit!
This leaves it in the middle of the ring. Yeah. Walks out.
No, he didn't. No, that's not the end of it. He walks out and his tag team partners walk out.
Yeah, the Shield.
And they start crying, and I was.
That's when
it.
I cried when
that
they put their fists together and they all were crying at the same time. I've lost it,
dude. Dean Ambrose's eyes. I'm sorry, Dean's eyes.
They're professionals. We could say their name. They are all.
No, yeah, that was just joking when I said that. Right?
His but, eyes were just like they say everything about.
And then
what he's
something
feeling.
Else happened that night, and we'll get to that on the next podcast.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Don't slurp on your beer. It was very sad.
Are you finished with that, or what's going on?
I was slurping on it.
I was trying to segue out of this, but he has leukemia. It's very sad. I'm going to say this for all three of us. We wish him well. We hope he gets better. I can't wait to see him back in the WWE. Yeah.
Honestly, WWE. I don't like him as a wrestler.
I really want him to come back. I want him to get his belt back.
People have been behind him. It's been kind of crazy. And I don't know. It kind of just shows how much the locker room actually loves him. So
yeah, I agree.
It's kind of eye-opening for a fan. And, I mean, like you said, wish him well.
Yeah.
He gets better.
Yeah. He's gonna beat this just like he beat Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah.
Brother. anyway, let's move on. What else are we going to talk about?
About the Saudi Arabia thing.
No, we'll talk about it in the WWE because that's more wrestling stuff.
Not really. I'm talking about the reporter getting
chopped up
and murdered.
Yeah, they tortured him.
Yeah.
There's apparently audio of it.
No way.
Yeah.
They were saying like,
there's audio of it, WWE's got to pull out.
Yeah, there's audio of it and... all the torturing and murdering, and then apparently there's a doctor on the audio that was teaching them how to cut him up.
That's a snuff film, man.
Yeah.
But it's audio, it's not video. So.
That's a snuff radio. That's a snuff disc.
It's a big
deal. Like you said,
man.
I don't know what Saudi Arabia has.
Oh,
Anyway, we'll touch on that more in the next podcast.
But so I was wanting to say something earlier whenever we're talking about the NFL. Over this weekend, I'm a huge Jaguar fan, so obviously I keep up with them all the time. But anyways,
Blake Bortles is trash.
Well,
he's boat, man. The best of all time.
That's who said that? He said
Barstool.
That? Oh.
I love Barstool. Anyway.
So, over this weekend, I saw this video. It went kind of like viral on Twitter and stuff. It was of this guy at the Jaguar game. He was a Texan fan. He's just in the crowd with his wife, and he's like talking shit, I guess. I don't really know what happened. All I know is the video shows one of the Jaguar fans just mollywopping the shit out of the back of his head.
I did see that.
He falls, slides down the like stairs in the stadium.
And his wife didn't even go check on him. She jumped over and went and tried to beat that dude's ass.
Hell she did. Yeah. And all the guys were like no one was
there's a bunch
there.
Of dudes around him. Help him. Yeah. He needs help. Help him.
That guy like just died. He fell straight down. He fell straight down just so like
slid. A Jaguars fan hit a Texans fan.
Yeah.
He freaking knocked out of one punch.
It looked like it was out of nowhere, but it was like you could also see it coming at the same time.
Yeah, for sure.
So you know not to mess with the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah. don't fuck with the Jaguars.
You know us, man.
What about Amari Cooper moving to the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah, dude. They're just – the Raiders are trying to get draft picks now.
Well, they definitely needed a friggin' star receiver.
They needed a receiver.
Dak has literally no one to throw to.
Well, Cole Beasley's good, man. Yeah, he's not like a number one, but he's good.
He can't be a – yeah. Like,
he'll be better now that Amari Cooper's on the team.
He's not a Julio Jones-esque receiver.
And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he's going to be better now. He was already good. But he needs a number one to make him better.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. We're
I'm not saying Cole Beasley's
we're
trash.
Saying the same thing, but arguing about it.
What was it, 2 games ago? He had like fucking 11 receptions.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't talk trash about Cole Beasley like that.
Yeah.
So to follow up on the thing about Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince has actually vowed to punish all the culprits responsible for the murder of writer Jamal Khashoggi.
I'll try to pronounce his name. Just say his
typo.
Jamal. I can't say his last name anyways. It's not love.
That's not what I meant.
So yeah, he said he's gonna punish all the culprits for it. So maybe
I don't really have any still no insight way. As to what happened. Like, why was he in the Turkish consulate and all that?
I don't know.
I think he was just talking, and
I think he was trying to find something out that he shouldn't have been.
There's no telling, man. We're going to have to research this and talk about it.
So, something I just thought about that I just remembered I read about this past week. China is actually making new drones, like spy drones.
Flying drone?
Yeah. They look just like birds and fly just like birds. Like, it looks insane. I thought it was fake. I looked it up. It's fucking real. China has these freaking
drones. Does it fly like a bird?
Yeah. It looks like a seagull, dude. It's scary.
China, I don't like that.
China's coming for us, man.
Dude, have you ever seen...
They want their money back.
Have you ever seen Red Dawn?
No. Wait, with Josh Beck in it?
Well, the first rule of anybody that owes you money, you never kill the person that owes you money.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because then you'll never get it.
Yeah, then you'll never have your money. So.
But you could just kill a lot of their people and then be like, all right, give me your fucking money now. Give me my fucking money now.
Nobody carries cash anymore, though.
Exactly. It's all credit.
Like $20 right now.
I don't have that. I spent it on beer and cigarettes.
You had money too earlier. You had cash earlier.
Yeah, but I bought beer.
He bought a Miller Lite.
But you still had cash.
These cold Miller Lites we're drinking.
Yeah, y'all are drinking my six pack because y'all are Ginger brought some. This is Ginger's house, Ginger Studio.
What's our studio name?
I don't know. I think we
$12 table.
Well, it was $15. Yeah. $15 table. $12 table sounds better.
It sounds a lot better.
Let's just call it that.
That's a cheaper table.
But we went ahead and busted out the extra $3.
Yeah, we just gave him this $12 is a tip.
Table. I like that.
All right.
We are
$12 table studios.
What are we at? Like 50 minutes now? Let's just call it here.
All right.
I need to go light up a dart.
I gotta pee.
I have to drain the old
I already peed. I walked down your back steps to go pee instead of just peeing off the porch, and that was a bad idea because there's a lot of steps coming back up, and I was too drunk to walk up. Anyway, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. If you're still here, you're a true fan.
Because, man, we love you.
And we just love the sound of our voice.
And we do love the sound of our voice. And if we can get Ginger to talk into the microphone, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, half the time I'm doing stuff.
Yeah, but you can still
log into my Twitter.
Oh, did you ever get that?
Yeah, it's at TylerHaston64.
Ginger, you got to change it.
It's Ginger. You can change it. It's not hard. You just got to edit profile.
Well, I'll probably change that, but I'll let you know next session.
All right, sounds good. Again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.